What would you do for love? What are the things that you think you will be able to go through and stand as long as you're loving someone and you're loved back? Is love truly the only strength that you need? Keeping in mind that, in your perspective, someday you'll be compensated for all of these things. Now, think about you and a loved one, only relying on each other during what we know as the Black Death, that deadly plague that completely changed humanity in Europe in the medieval times. That's what we're going to go through in this episode. This is Love in Times of Death by yours truly, Elise Fettes. I really hope you like it. The year was 1348, and the Black Death had ravaged Europe, leaving death and destruction in its wake. In those times of chaos and despair, two lovers, Edith and Arthur, clung to each other for comfort, only surviving by the grace of God. They had been finding some sort of relief, remembering when they were both children, playing in the fields outside their village, and how, as they grew older, their friendship had blossomed into a deep and passionate love, one that had sustained them through many hardships. But nothing could have prepared them for the horror that was the Black Death. It swept through their village like a merciless wave, leaving bodies piled high in the streets and the stench of death hanging in the air. Edith and Arthur had to see, helpless, as their families and friends succumbed to the disease one by one. They had buried their loved ones with their own hands, tears streaming down their faces as they said goodbye to those they had held dear. As the death toll rose, the survivors began to turn on each other. Fear and desperation had driven them mad, and accusations of witchcraft and heresy flew through the air like arrows. Those suspected of being carriers of the disease were burned at the stake or thrown into the river to drown. The couple soon realized that they had nobody else to trust but themselves, so they both decided to run away out of their village and hide in a cave in the nearby hills. There, the two lovers had each other's arms to comfort them and to provide warmth and protection, living off of whatever scraps of food they could find. Days turned into weeks, and weeks turned into months. The outside world had become a distant memory, replaced by the darkness and silence of the cave. Edith and Arthur were still very much in love, their love being the only thing keeping them alive. But the young lovers were somewhat ignorant of what their love was capable of doing, and Edith soon got pregnant. Needless to say that they were not ready, nor they had the conditions to take care of a baby. They lived inside of a cave, surrounded by a massive wave of death that had mercy on no one, kid or adult or old ones. Regardless of that new hardship, they shared all of their love to the newborn that unexpectedly brought a tender light to their lives. They named her Aurora, as they felt the dawn approaching to shine through the darkness they were living in. Edith, in particular, started to think that, perhaps, everything would be getting better, as her and her beloved partner, as well as their beautiful child, were smiling more. But one day, Arthur woke up with a fever and a cough. Edith's heart broke. She knew what it meant. He had contracted the disease. She refused to leave his side, even as his condition worsened. She held his hand and whispered words of comfort as he struggled to breathe. Neither of them was able to keep a tiny drop of hope that he would survive. And then, one day, Arthur was gone. Edith felt her heart and soul shattered into a million pieces. She sat by Arthur's side for hours, with Aurora in her arms, unable to move, unable to think. Edith could not stop crying, even when she was trying to sing a lullaby at the same time. She looked down and stared at her child. Aurora was wrapped in a filthy blanket, and for a moment, Edith felt a glimmer of responsibility. Their baby should have been the reason to go on, but as she looked into the infant's eyes, she saw something that made her heart stop. The baby's eyes were the same eyes that the love of her life had, those that she told herself she will never see again. Edith knew then that she could not bear to raise this child alone without Arthur by her side. She wrapped Aurora tighter in the blanket and held her close to her chest, her heart, knowing what she had to do. The young widow left the cave and stumbled down the hillside. Feeling her feet numb with cold and grief, she walked until she reached the river, the same river where she and Arthur had once swum together on lazy summer afternoons. She walked into the water until it reached her knees, holding the baby tightly. The current was strong, pulling her downstream towards the sea, but she did not fight it. She knew that this was the only way. As she reached the middle of the river, Edith closed her eyes and let go. Her baby was swept away, disappearing into the darkness of the water. Edith stood there for a long time, the cold water numbing her body and the weight of her loss crushing her heart. The last thing she heard of her Aurora was her crying, probably because she couldn't breathe and the water was so cold that her delicate body could barely stand it, and Edith wasn't there to warm her anymore. She knew she would never see her child again, but she tried her hardest not to regret her decision. Then, when it was all done, and only the nature around her was the only sound she could hear, Edith felt a strange sense of peace. She told herself that she knew she had done what was best for the baby and for herself, and that she had given Arthur a part of himself to companion him into the afterlife, where they three would someday reunite. With a heavy heart, Edith turned away from the river and began to make her way back to the cave, wondering if she really had to keep going, if she really had to survive in a world that had been shattered by death and disease, with just herself and her loneliness, perhaps for the rest of her life. In the cave, her memories of Arthur, Aurora, and their love were both what shattered her soul a little more, and the only things keeping her going. One day, she was awakened by a noise outside the cave. She cautiously peeked out and saw a group of travelers passing by, heading towards the nearby village. For a moment, Edith hesitated. She knew that she could not trust anyone, that the world outside the cave was still filled with danger and death. But she had a sudden urge within her chest to step outside and see what lay beyond. Edith emerged from the cave, her eyes blinking in the bright sunlight. The travelers stopped, staring at her, apparently in surprise and curiosity.
"Who are you?"
one of them asked. Edith hesitated again for a moment, then spoke.
"My name is Edith, and I think I'm a survivor of the plague."
The travelers analyzed her for a while, from head to toe, to make sure there was no sign of the disease in the body of the young lady they encountered. Then, they looked at each other and nodded.
"We are heading to a village nearby,"
one of them said.
"You're welcome to join us."
Edith felt a flicker of hope in her heart. Perhaps she had the chance of finally get a life of peace, try to live normal and honor the memories of Arthur and Aurora, living for both of them until they could meet again in the heavens. As she walked with the travelers towards the village, Edith felt strange, a sense of betrayal that she ignored. She had to remind herself that what she did was the right thing and that she was so strong and brave for doing it. The road of life that awaited ahead would be difficult and uncertain, but she had survived the worst of it. And somewhere, out in the world and inside of her, a part of Arthur and a part of Aurora were still alive. She could feel it, like a small glimmer of hope in the darkness. As they walked, Edith felt a burst of warmth on her face. She looked up and saw the sun, shining down on her like a benediction. She appreciated the kindness these strangers had shown her, even though something within her felt like she didn't deserve it. Edith walked with a group of travelers towards the village, grateful for their company and the warmth of the sun on her face. She hoped that this was the start of a new chapter in her life, one where she could find some sense of purpose and belonging. As they walked, Edith noticed that the travelers kept grinsing at her, as if they were hiding something. She didn't think much of it, though. Perhaps they were just curious about her, just like she was about them. When they were approaching the village, one of the travelers stepped forward and spoke.
"We found something by the river,"
he said, his voice low and hesitant. Edith's heart began to race. She feared what he was going to say before he even said it.
"It was the body of a baby,"
the traveler continued, his eyes never leaving Edith's face.
"And we know that you did it. We saw you with it. We saw you kill that baby by tossing her in the river."
Edith felt the blood drain from her face. She knew that what he was saying was true, but she had never expected anyone to find out. She was supposed to be all alone over there. She had thought that her secret would die with her. But now she was faced with the consequences of her actions. The travelers were taking her to the village for the sole reason of burning her at the stake.
As if not enough people had died already. Edith tried to explain herself to make them understand that she had done it out of love and mercy. But they refused to listen. They saw her as a murderer, a selfish witch who had consorted with the devil. The journey to the village felt like a death march. Edith walked with her head bowed, her heart heavy with sorrow and regret. She knew that she deserved to be punished, but she had never expected it to come to this. When they finally arrived at the village, Edith was taken to the town square, where a crowd had gathered. They jeered and spat at her, calling her all manner of names and insults. Edith stood there, accepting her fate as there was nothing else she could do. Although Edith knew that she had done a terrible thing, she had done it out of love. How come they couldn't understand that it was the right thing to do? But then, as the flames licked at her feet, Edith realized that there was no justification for what she had done. She had taken the life of an innocent baby, her baby, and for that, she will pay the ultimate price. As the flames engulfed her, Edith thought of Arthur and Aurora and the life they could have had together. If only things had been different. She thought of the sun on her face, the warmth of the cave, the sound of the river. And then she was gone, her body consumed by the fire. The travelers who had accused her watched in silence, knowing that they had played a part in her death. They walked away from the village. One of them looked back and saw something that made his blood run cold. In the distance, he could see the faint outline of a silhouette standing by the river. It was the shape of a woman, her hair blowing in the wind, her face turned towards the sun, and in her arms, she held a tiny bundle. The body of the baby they had found, and by her side, another silhouette, taller than the first one and with the figure of a man. The traveler rubbed his eyes, thinking that he must be seeing things, but when he looked again, the figure was still there, fading into the distance. And then, it was gone, leaving nothing but the sound of the wind and the memory of a love that had been lost to the black death.